What's up, everyone? I'm Nick.
And I'm Em.
And welcome into the Ominous Archives. So we've been down here about 5 weeks now? At least for episode five.
Yeah.
That's got to be 5 weeks. I've done a ton of exploring down here. And I just decided, you know, we should probably do some cleaning. We got cobwebs and stuff everywhere. So I started doing some cleaning. A little bit of dusting here, a little bit of dusting there. And came across a small little case. Not, I don't know, I would say maybe one filing cabinet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, normally they're like two or like super big. This is like just one drawer. And kind of, you know, gave it the old dusting. And that's where I came across the archive that we will be covering today.
I'm excited.
So that archive is the Lost Colony of Roanoke.
Well, that's why you couldn't find it.
Exactly.
We're talking so long ago.
And it's lost.
It was lost, man.
So.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay. Yeah,
I've watched one or two documentaries on this a while ago. And then I was like, cool. Now I can cover it.
Right.
It's all right here. This file right down. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, the Lost Colony of Roanoke was the first English settlement in America by the English under Queen Elizabeth, which I originally thought was the oldest settlement.
Mm-hmm.
But I've recently learned.
You were wrong.
That the city, town of St. Augustine in Florida is actually the oldest colony, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
In America.
No way.
Yeah. There might be more on that.
The more you know.
Later down the road. But, you know. Anyway, Roanoke is currently located in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. But back when the colonists arrived, it wasn't the Outer Banks. So it wasn't a vacation destination. And it was still inhabited by the local tribes that were there.
Mm.
And it was also a part of Virginia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know when it became a part of North Carolina. Yeah, we used to go on vacation all the time.
Hey, I really need to remind you this. I was about this big when we did all that. You could tell me we went to California and I'd believe you. I was a little baby. We stopped doing fun stuff once I was born. Or old enough to remember.
Yeah, well.
But that's where we used to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know when, but we would go. Whole family,
yeah,
all down, mm-hmm. Upside down houses,
mm-hmm.
And cactuses getting stuck to your feet when you're chasing lizards.
Huh.
Yeah, like little mini cactuses.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
All right, proceed.
You were on the pirate island.
Beats me.
Yep. I think it's the big thing's Blackbeard down there. Yeah. That's a whole another archive. Yeah, maybe we'll cover the archive and find the treasure at the same time.
How?
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry to cut you off. Proceed.
Yeah. Yep. So it was July 22nd. 1587.
Whew.
Yeah, and I think St. Augustine was also 1587 or 1583, but earlier than this one.
Right.
The other thing, too, is you're halfway up the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be down at the bottom at Florida.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was July 22nd when the 117 to about 120 colonists that were led by John White. They landed in Roanoke, which was 30 years before the Mayflower landed in New England.
Oh.
So we're way back.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Talking pilgrims and whatnot.
So what I didn't know about the Lost Colony was when they arrived, they were the third voyage that was going to be the settlement. There were two scouting voyages before that. I kind of think they were each kind of supposed to be a settlement, but we'll find out why they weren't. So why not head on back to the very first voyage? That took place in 1584, and it kind of all starts with Sir Humphrey Gilbert and Walter Raleigh. They were half brothers, and they both had a passion for exploration, which I kind of feel like you need to have if you wanted to sail a boat back then.
Right.
I mean, even now, I don't think I could sail a boat from here to England. I don't think it would work.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that,
drive,
the drive or the thirst for exploration, you're probably not going to. So So they went to the queen and they asked her if they could get a grant to explore and settle on her behalf. They were able to. I don't know. They sweet talked her.
I was going to say, she just said, yeah, sure. There you go.
You know, but I think back then too, they were probably trying to also expand themselves.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if you don't expand, you don't survive. You have the English, the Spanish. They're the two big ones. Boy, I liked history. You think I would know. But I know they were the two big ones that were definitely branching out.
Mm-hmm.
And just so we know, this is Queen Elizabeth I.
Mm-hmm.
So she agreed because tensions were super high with Spain, like we were just saying.
Right.
And she kind of saw the American coast as a haven for privateers. So in case you didn't know, because I didn't. Privateer is a person or vessel. It could be a pirate who is under contract.
Pirate, like arg pirate?
Yeah. What other kind of pirates are they?
I guess you're right.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. You know?
Yeah, those are the ones.
Those guys.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were either. I was waiting for you to give me a definition. Thank you for that.
So they're just, a privateer is just a paid pirate.
Sly.
Yep. So she was going to use these to combat and attack the Spanish ships that were coming by. So, bringing it back a little further, in 1580, Gilbert sent Simon Fernandez on a scouting mission to New England and the mid-Atlantic coast before the larger mission. So they kind of preconceived they were going to do this. Yeah. They sent that out. Not sure where they got the money, how they got the money. But
came up with it somehow.
Yeah, that's what they did. Gilbert, like I said earlier, had a tendency to be adventurous. But along with that, he was also reckless at times. And that ended up running him into a storm. And he ended up dying at sea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
So his half-brother Raleigh, who at this point grew close to the queen. So now he's in that kind of political world-ish. Right.
He's in there.
He didn't really want to explore anymore. He was, nose up to exploring. So he spent two smaller ships to Plymouth in April of 1584. And the two commanders were Philip Amadas and Arthur Barlow. Amadas, he could have, he was apparently short-tempered. But Barlow was kind of balanced him out.
Right.
He was well-rounded. It said that he was a good leader. And so they kind of could balance out.
Hmm.
Their chief pilot was the one and only Simon Fernandez. He did it 3 years earlier. Now, or 4 years earlier. So why not have him as your chief pilot?
Checks out.
It's noted that painter John White, that we talked about in the beginning, and mathematician Thomas Harriot may have also been on this voyage.
Mathematician.
But, yeah. That's a thing.
I know it's a thing. I wasn't.
I was going to say, did you ever see?
I know. Well, mathematician is a thing. I just mean why?
I don't know.
Do they need him on the, was he just there for funsies?
They're exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I guess you can also use math to for the horizon and stuff.
Yeah,
plot
it probably doesn't
hurt. you can math anything in a way. Goodwill Hunting. That was the movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
Are you kidding me? Have I ever seen that movie?
He's a mathematician.
Yes, I've seen that movie.
Will.
It's not your fault.
What? I didn't.
I was quoting it. It's okay. No. Proceed.
Yep. Anyway, so now we're mathematician. Harriet and White may have been on the ship. We're not totally sure. There is a report that a Spanish captive claimed that this voyage was attacked and eaten by a local tribe.
Oh.
Now, Barlow said it wasn't true. They were welcomed by the Roanokes, who were one of the local tribes down there. They were led by Wenguilla, who led several towns of that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to say now, a lot of these names are hard. I'm going to do my best.
I can imagine.
It is what it is. So, like I said, Wenguilla led several towns in the area. But there was also the Pomiok, who were enemies of the Roanoke. And then you also had the Croatoan tribe, who lived on Croatoan Island, which is now Hatteras. You guys hear anything in the background? It's my dogs. They insist on being down here in the archives when we record, and they enjoy making lots of noise.
It's the babies.
Yep.
Can't stop them.
So, at this time, the area was suffering from a severe drought, and that kind of led the tribes to have a lack of extra food. So, when the English got there, they really weren't too sure how to react, because they were already short on food. Now you have these guys showing up. Yeah. So, it was obvious that some of these tribes saw the English as a threat. But Wingea and the Roanokes, they wanted to kind of partner up with the English and become allies. When the English were getting ready to leave, he sent two high-ranking members with the English, and they were Manto of the Croatians and Winnichese of the Roanokes. So they all go back to England. Manto kind of like adapts really well. He holds his own. He just isn't. It's not him. Right. So
not his thing.
Yeah, it's not his thing. So, and that brings us up to the second voyage in 1585. So kind of going into them returning a little bit. So after they get to England, Raleigh was trying like anything and everything he could to raise the money to get a large scale colonization effort in Roanoke. And by December, he finally got the crown and House of Commons support. And he even got knighted in January of 1585.
It's random.
Yeah. I don't know.
Got knighted.
So like while all that was going on, Manio and Wanachisi is, they're doing like their thing, like I was saying earlier.
All right.
So at this point, the queen developed a new strategy in her war with Spain and was going to send an army to the Netherlands. She was going to send Sir Francis Drake to the West Indies to disrupt the Spanish shipping lanes, and Raleigh's colonists to Roanoke to establish a harbor for the English privateers who were preying on the Spain, on the Spanish. Oy.
On the Spain.
Yeah, on the Spain. So this trip to Roanoke was commanded by Sir Richard Greenville, and Raleigh didn't come along, but the flagship Tiger was piloted by Sir Simon Fernandez. And they had about 600 colonists with Colonel Ralph Lane, and in parentheses, have Sheriff of County Kerry in Ireland.
Oh, the Irish.
He was the second in command. Yeah.
My people.
So all of that, they had about five like large ships and then two smaller war style boats.
Oh, so, the little ones with the war and battle.
Yeah. So in the 600 colonists, there was Amada, Barlow, White, Harriet, Manteo, Wanachisi, the high ranking tribesmen. I'm not sure why I had to repeat the fact that they were high ranking tribesmen.
Well, in case you forgot,
yeah, in case they were anybody
high
forgot,
ranking tribesmen.
The 3 minutes we've gone, if you guys forgot, they are high ranking tribesmen.
Maybe I forgot. Maybe I wanted a reminder.
Maybe.
Thank you.
I don't know. Oh, you know what it does say right there? Remind M.
Yeah, look.
See?
Put a note in for me.
Anyway, and along with these guys, so you have 300 regular people, and then you also have 300 soldiers. Of the soldiers, there were some carpenters, some blacksmiths, cooks, shoemakers, and it says there was at least one minister.
No mathematicians?
Harriet.
Oh.
Yeah, Harriet.
Okay. Just making sure he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. He went on this one. Yeah. All the people from the beginning. All
right. Well.
Yeah. The crazy thing, they were all men. Can't really have a colony without women.
No, you can't. But we're thinking like men here. So.
Yeah, you know.
Makes sense to me.
Sometimes you forget that you feed yourself.
Forget your head if it wasn't attached to your body sometimes.
Not wrong.
I know.
So they navigated the area to Roanoke, and that apparently was actually really hard. They ended up having one ship run aground trying to get through the little inlet that's there. And that ship had most of the cargo on it, and it kind of ruined most of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course that was the ship with most of the cargo. Why wouldn't it be?
I tell you. If something's going to go wrong, it's got to go the worst possible way it's going to go.
Yep.
So instead of a year's worth of supplies for everyone, they had about 20 days, something like that.
It went from a year's to 20 days.
So about like 20. That's what it says.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yep.
That's no bueno.
At this point, they kind of just stayed floating out in the water while they figured out what they were going to do.
Which is crazy. Let's just like float around here. Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
So at this point, they kind of were like, well, we really need to make a positive relationship with the Oconomowoc because they didn't have any food or they had very little.
Very little.
The only problem with that was the local tribe see this total eclipse of the sun and then the colonists show up and a comet shoots across the sky. So the tribe kind of sees all these as like, maybe we should
kind of
rethink this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a fatal illness went through the village. They kind of put all these together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is such a good thing.
Maybe not.
No. The illness thing, I can kind of say, well, it was probably the colonists. Just because different illnesses coming from different areas.
Right. Other places you're not equipped to deal with.
Yeah, you weren't vaccinated back then.
Definitely
I was
going
to say vaccinated. You weren't vaccinated back then.
Vaccine.
Yeah, definitely not.
On July 3rd, Greenville sent a small crew with one of the tribesmen to Roanoke to let Wingian know that they were there. When Chasi, he then fled to Dasmunpunk and warned that they shouldn't trust the colonists. So like I said, he did what he had to in England, but he didn't.
He wasn't with it.
He didn't trust them as far as he could throw them.
Right.
Typically, I ain't throwing anybody really far, so.
Checks out.
Yeah. Greenville leads a group of about 60 men, including Manteo, on a trip to the mainland where they visit the villages. At one of these towns, it said that a cup went missing, and this caused Philip Amadas to return and burn that village down for supposed thievery.
Burn the village down?
Mm-hmm.
For a cup?
Yeah.
Wild.
Pettiness.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Men.
Made me think of the 2.5 men theme. So, but the residents at least all evacuated before that.
Oh, work.
So, yeah. So they just burned all their houses down, but at least...
It's still... You're an asshole.
Yeah, you're such a dick, but at least they were alive.
Yeah.
I'd rather be alive.
The village down, I thought you meant like with the people in it.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Which is still, it's dramatic either way.
Yeah, I definitely, when I was reading, I was like, probably did it and everybody's still there. And then I found out they all evacuated.
Like the drama. Like,
yeah. So then on the 21st of July, Greenville and Manteo met with Grand Gonimo Hueros of the Dasmunpunks, or the Dasmunpunks, and the Werowance is kind of like the leader of the tribe. I guess it's their, like, that terminology they use. Chief. There you go.
Their chief.
Yeah. He allowed them to occupy the north end of Roanoke near the Wingia's town. Mm. So at this point, the English were completely dependent on the tribes for food. And guidance for, what is that? Relying on their food, farming.
There it is.
Farming.
Sorry, I couldn't help you there. I didn't know what you were looking for.
No. So, at this point, they're just completely dependent on the local tribes for food, guidance on growing vegetable, anything, really.
All of it.
And the English at this point, too, were kind of concerned with more violence to come from tribes because... The fact that they burn a whole village down.
Yeah.
I'd be a little paranoid too.
Can't say I wouldn't.
So Greenville ended up heading back to England later in the summer. And at that point, he left behind 108 men and in charge. He left Ralph Land. So they had a nice little chunk of people still there. But they all, most of them bailed, were out, you know. So they... These guys who were left behind were expecting relief to show up in the fall. Big shocker.
It didn't.
Did not show up because the queen diverted the supplies to the Netherlands. Hmm. So now the colonists are hungry. It's now winter. Tensions keep rising between the local tribes and the colonists. And during this winter, disease and famine took a toll on the Roanokes and caused Wingia to consider whether to attempt wiping out the English or not. Like, it got bad enough for them to the point where he was like, do I take them out or do we just let them be?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it was.
Mm-hmm. And Ralph Lane at one point accused Wingia of making a plan where Wingia's men wipe out the English by forcing them into the Chowanok area.
Mm.
And it's apparently like, that could have been possible, but Wingia, who changed his name to M.E. Sapan.
That's what he changed his name to?
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. he decided to move his people to the Sassamunk and cut off the English food supplies.
Damn.
Yep. Tulane ends up meeting with Manitonan of the Chowawak. He survives the meeting, but ends up with Skiko, who was Manitowan's son, as a hostage.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to a meeting and you're not sure if you're going to survive, but somehow you walk out with the person's son as a hostage.
You're probably wondering how I ended up here.
Yeah. So, Skiko, being a hostage, decided he would tell Lane of an attack coming by Wingia. Now, it said he could have been lying. I mean, I would too if I was a hostage.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just so happens that this was also an advantage for the Chowanox. So, why not? Then on June 1st, Lane stormed the Dasmapunk, and Wingia ended up getting shot, ran into the woods, where the colonists took chase, and came back with his head. Why? I literally have, why? Who knows? Personally, that's a little overboard.
A little?
Yeah.
That's very overboard, I fear.
That's, I think, super overboard. It's ridiculous. But it's back then. Yeah. Nowadays, I think we think. I think. But who knows?
That's the hope.
So still being divided, the other tribes didn't retaliate right away. They kind of, you know, were taking some time to just figure everything out. The colonists, though, end up getting some unexpected relief on June 8th when 23 ships show up. Sir Francis Drake and Sir Thomas Gates. They thought they were going to be saved, but Mother Nature had a different plan in place. She said, oh no, not happening. So a hurricane struck, ruined the ship that Drake was on, or ruined the ship that he was going to give the colonists. So they're out of luck again.
Yeah.
But at this point, Lane said, nope, we're out, and abandoned Roanoke. And he loaded all his men on the ships and returned to England. So he probably was just like,
see,
we're getting on those boats.
Bye.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. So the funny part, the actual relief mission ended up showing up a few weeks later, but found everyone gone. Greenville returned with the 6 ships and 200 colonists, landed in July, stayed for a few weeks, and then left. This time, though, they left 15 soldiers, and they actually had enough provisions for a year. So all that went down on the second trip. Didn't go too well for the colonists. Lane is a dick.
Like, see ya, bye. That's crazy.
Yeah, he starts all this stuff and then is like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. See ya, I'm too paranoid. They're going to come get me. Yeah, well, you started it.
Yeah, you started it.
Mm-hmm. No, they leave the 15 soldiers behind just to try to like keep their colony or their little area that they had. And I guess maybe to try and smooth things over. Not really. I think they just kind of,
really.
I think they just kind of left them there to have a presence. So they all return. That now will bring us, like, that kind of ended the second voyage. There's a few voyages in there, but there was the one main. That'll now bring us to 1587 with the Lost Colony. So at this point, Raleigh, who is more interested in Ireland than Virginia or Roanoke, he approved a final mission, but he put John White in charge this time. So he was just kind of like, eh, whatever. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it. You'd figure it out.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So they left England on May 8th, 1587. And on this ship, it says about 117 settlers, including families. I've seen numbers range from like 117 to 120. Depends upon where you look, yeah. But there was at least 100. So John White's own daughter, Eleanor Dare, who was currently pregnant, and her husband, Anias Dare, were also on board. So he didn't think anything bad was going to happen. He brought his family. Simon Fernandez, this guy, he's like...
this guy.
Yeah, he
he's determined.
Navigate anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did. He just navigates just and then was like, okay, I'm leaving this here, going back. So he was the chief pilot again. And this time their flagship boat was the Lion. So I'm wondering if their boats were the Lion, the Tiger, and the Bear.
Oh my.
Yep. I was hoping you were going to get that. So when they got to Roanoke, it was July 22nd. They didn't find the soldiers who were left behind. Now, here's where a twist kind of comes in, because they weren't supposed to actually settle on Roanoke this time, but they were supposed to settle in the Chesapeake Bay as the relations with the tribes there were better. So they kind of were like, we screwed Roanoke all up. Right. We're going to go where we have friends.
Smart of them, honestly. We're going to go where we have friends.
Yeah, but Simon, he had other plans. He said, it's too late in the summer, and he still wanted to try and get back to the West Indies to loot on some Spanish ships. Because he was a privateer. So Simon and his men let White and the colonists know that you're not coming back on the boat. You're going to get off here, and that's what that is.
Figure it out. That's so funny. I mean, not funny for them.
So there really wasn't a clear explanation of, like, what happened. But we know that the colonists were left at Roanoke.
Which is wild.
Yeah. Yep.
I make the decisions around here. You're off the boat.
Yeah. Which for them was a little unsettling because of the tension that was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a little unsettled too.
I would agree.
You know, what are you going to do? You got kicked off your boat.
Your boat.
Their boat. A boat. You know. So it even got a little more nerve-wracking when White's advisor, George Howe, was found in the woods with 16 arrows in him, and he was gruesomely beaten.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that'll be tensions a little
bit.
Not
just the arrows, but gruesomely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So not only did they shoot him with arrows, but they beat the living crap out of him.
I feel like that's a bit of overkill. Like, that's personal.
Yeah. I mean, they burned a town down the last time they were here.
This is true. This is true.
So with this, White decided to sail south to the Croatoans, who told him that the soldiers and Howe were killed by Wanatchees, Roanokes, and the Des Mumpunks. So Manteo promised to support the colonists. They wanted badges to show, like, friendship and stuff, and so they couldn't get confused with other tribes. White did try to get word to the other tribes in the area that he wanted to talk peace and was hoping that they'd hear back.
In peace.
Yeah. And after 7 days, they didn't hear anything. So he just was kind of like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I could just see him kind of your hands in the pockets and you're just kind of rocking back and forth. Like, you know?
All right. Like.
So since they didn't hear back, White and some other men led by Manteo crossed the water to Des Mumpunk and attack the town.
That was their best bet?
I guess.
Okay. These divas.
That's, I literally have awesome, right? You're going to show some power and that you're not going to fold?
No, like what?
Yeah.
I guess.
That they led, like they attacked to show like, hey, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
Right.
Do I think it's a great idea?
Probably not.
But hey, I just fix vehicles. I'm not a like a leader of a colony, so I don't really know. So they actually attacked and ended up killing Manitan and others of the Croatoan tribe. Remember the friendship tokens and badges that I was talking about? Yeah, it was nighttime, so they couldn't see them.
Oh my god. Like now look what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Like,
so they ended up attacking them because the Roanokes left town after the original attack, so they just rolled out.
I wish you guys could see my slow blinks right now.
Use guys.
Because I'm literally I'm slow blinking so hard, like, huh?
Yeah. So, I guess after the attack, they were kind of just like, we're not.
Yeah.
It's easier for us to just up and move. Like, they're not, they can't farm. They don't have supplies, whatever. But things change over time.
Whatever.
Yeah. Now, after this attack, which looked like a tragic accident, the Croatoans, they were still friendly with the colonists. They literally chalked it up as like, it's just a tragic accident. So they stayed friendly with the colonists. On August 18th, Eleanor gave birth to to Virginia, who was the first English person born on American soil.
I find it funny that her name was Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Now, side note, specifically said English because the St. Augustine, pretty sure, was settled by the Spanish.
Ah.
There you go. She may not have been the very first settler colonist born, but first English. A few days later, Fernandez's men, they finished unloading the ships of like all the supplies and stuff for the colonists. The only problem is that the supplies were only going to hold them over for a little while. So they could only start planting crops and hunting.
Mm.
And like they had to do it like ASAP because they didn't have a ton. They had enough, not a ton.
Right.
All that stuff happened before Fernandez leaves.
Mm.
So it's like, boy, that was an active couple days.
Yeah.
So most of the colonists, they didn't have experience though in farming or hunting, which made it even more difficult.
Of course.
They don't know the area. We've been to the Outer Banks. Mm. It's sandy.
Very.
It's salty. You know, it's not like
ideal for.
Yeah, it's not like easy farming land. Yeah. I don't think I could grow plants. I don't think. Never tried. I don't think I could. So this is, at this point, Fernandez asks, hey, who wants to return to England and update Raleigh about the colony?
Me.
And see what happened.
That's what I'd be saying. I'd be saying, honestly, me.
Yeah.
I'd take my chances.
Well, the colonists all turned and they were like, hey, John, you're going to be the one who returns. And they were all going to stay back and keep the colony going so they could get more supplies. So before he left, he kind of like briefed them. It was kind of like, if anything's happens or goes on, give me a sign of like where you guys go or what happened, anything like that. And John White gets on the boat and goes back to England. Best part about it is it was the worst possible time to get back to England.
Worse. People just have terrible luck.
So he thinks he's going to go. He's going to get the supplies, load up, and set sail right on back. Not the case at all. Nope. He actually gets back during the first Anglo-Spanish War. And due to this war, the queen halted all missions of ships to help protect England. So she said, nope, no ships are going anywhere but protecting England.
Damn.
So with all that, he doesn't get back until 1590. That's when he can take four ships and head back to Roanoke.
Mm.
And the crazy thing is, they were privateers. So it wasn't like they had extra supplies or people to give the colony. It kind of was just like John White was like, listen, I need to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they would do it because they're privateers. So they actually almost turn around because a storm sunk one of their ships once they got in like the North Carolina area. So
he's almost
a heck of a time. It's been 3 years. He gets there. They're like, we're doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And now one of our boats are sunk. We're probably just going back. He ends up being able to like persuade them. And he gets to the colony camp and it's abandoned. Now he finds the word Croatoan carved on a post. So he knew he had to go see the Croatoans to find out what happened. So he gets back on the boat, gets them to sail south to Croatoan, which is like 50 miles. But Mother Nature said, hey, guess what? Here's another hurricane. It doesn't help that it was hurricane season. But the ship that they were on, the anchor got damaged. So because of that, they said, we're going back to England. John White never gets to sail back to Roanoke. And this is how we ended up with the lost colony. He gets there. They're gone.
What do you mean gone? Where the hell did they go?
That's what nobody knows.
I know that, yeah. Nick. But just like, saying. What the heck?
That's
so crazy.
We'll go over, I have a couple theories we can talk about. And then, I guess kind of like, there's one that, I go back and forth with.
Mm.
But, so, one of the theories is that they all kind of succumbed to the elements.
Wouldn't they have like, found evidence of that though?
I'm literally right. Maybe, but I never saw anything when I was researching that there was evidence that this is what happened.
That's so funny. So, I'm like, don't you think?
Yeah. Another one is that they were attacked and killed by another tribe. There's also not a ton of evidence for this.
Right. Even with that one, like, wouldn't you think, like, what, they're going to take all the bodies with them? Like, they're going to kill all these people and not just leave them there?
So, he got there and everything was still there. It wasn't ransacked or nothing.
Right.
It just was how it was. Now, apparently, from what I've watched and know, they still don't know where, we don't know where the original colony was at.
Yeah.
Like, I would think there was, like, walls or something, and I could be over in left field. And, like, they could be like, no, we know where that was.
Right.
We don't know where they went.
Either way.
But in what I researched and what I found, like, they don't even know. There's not, like, a spot where you can't go down there. But, like, it was here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happened because when, I guess, when this, like, started, when they started looking for it and they started finding evidence, I did see in one of the documentaries that they have a hard time trying to do digs and stuff because it's like a vacation destination now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vacation homes.
So many tourists in and out of there.
Yep. And those homes are on Hatteras and they can't go on people's property and just dig.
Right.
And a lot of these things that could have led to stuff or could have been the evidence that you're looking for may have gotten moved with foundations being built and stuff, and people just didn't even know.
Which is crazy.
So, the last theory is that they assimilated into the Croatoan tribe. To me, this is what makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
They were on good terms with them. They had a relationship with them. And there was a group in the one documentary that were digging, and they found evidence in, it was called a midden or dumping ground for a tribe. So it's kind of like a old school.
Didn't you say that's like the only thing they found was the word Croatoan like carved in a tree?
Yeah. So
yeah,
that kind of is another thing. I feel
like that could be chalked up to something else, but if you're thinking in like the sense of that theory,
yeah,
I feel like that could check out.
They do say there is like other things with that. I think the pole theory with Croatoan on its one.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I seen that there was like a stump or a tree that had CRO like engraved in it.
Right.
Still stands for Croatoan from back then what they know.
Right. What else would it have stood for? So, like,
all we know definitely is he seen some sign that said Croatoan. I think that's your best one because there was another guy and I thought I wrote his name down, but I didn't. He was another like explorer who went to the Croatoan tribe and everything. And the tribe's people talked about their ancestors who had blue eyes and tribes don't have blue eyes. So there's that. And I think that's a pretty decent thing. Now, the thing that I was talking about when I kind of am like back and forth with, there was a rock that was found in the area of a fort that was hidden on one of John Wipe's maps that he made. So it was like 2012 when they discovered this. They, I don't know what made them do it, but they decided to x-ray it. And there was a correction on the map. And I guess back then you kind of just cover it with another piece of paper or parchment.
Just
whatever
wild.
It is that they use, you know, that's how they made their fixes.
Yeah.
Well, underneath that was a fort or the symbol for a fort.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they found that in like 2012?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like,
that's when they decided to
not
like,
that long
do
ago.
It.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is.
Talking, I mean, but, it's 12 years, but it's still, this is.
When the entire time, this whole thing we've been talking about, like 15s, it's crazy that they're still finding stuff.
They're still
like,
looking. They're still. I'm pretty sure there's probably still active digs looking to try and figure stuff out. But anyway, with that fort on the other side of the river that's there, there was a rock that was found. And it was apparently inscribed with the writing from Eleanor Dare, who explained what happened and how a tribe wiped them out. There was 24. Then they got wiped out down to 7. Her husband was murdered. Her child was murdered. And they left like headstones and stuff. Now, the thing is people are kind of back and forth with the person who found it. And there's some evidence, but it fits. You know, it's just one of those weird things that there's just that.
Yeah.
So
could be something, could be nothing. Yeah. One of those things.
And even the like experts on it, they're like split down the middle. Some say, oh, it's legit. And some say it's not.
Yeah.
So that's the one you can kind of decide on your own and figure out what
you're feeling.
Yeah. You know, so we're ending on the fact that the colony is still lost.
Which is so crazy.
It's America's oldest mystery.
Like, what the hell do you mean you lost a whole friggin' colony?
120 people.
Poof.
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 Fairly Odd Parents. Poof.
Even, like, all the details behind it is crazy. Because, like, they dealt with so much misfortune.
Yeah.
Like, so much of that could have been avoided.
Yep. Basic, like, to me, it comes, like, just misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to burn a village down because a cup went missing.
Missed a cup.
They just assumed it was stolen. A cup.
Yeah. Could you imagine it was like some little kid that just like misplaced the cup or broke the cup?
If a colonist was like, oh, here, you want a cup?
Yeah. Oh. There's your explanation on the missing cup.
Yeah, now that we got the explanation of that missing cup, it is time to close up this archive. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We plan on releasing every Friday. And if you could, give us a comment, like, follow, tell a friend, you know. It's only going
to... Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah. So, if just listening to us isn't enough, you could follow us on Instagram at...
Ominous Archives.
X.
Ominous Archives.
Or if you have like a weird, spooky story that you want to share with us or just get in touch with us in general, you could email us at
ominousarchives@gmail.com.
All right, guys, that's it for us. We will catch you next week. See ya.